May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. It's great to welcome you back to St. Andrew's on this homecoming Sunday. Now, over the summer, I did something that I have not done for a very long time. I went to see the same movie twice in the same week. I haven't done this since the first Star Wars movie came out about 1,000 years ago. The movie I went to see twice in the same week was the film Dunkirk. I imagine that most of you know the story of the miracle of Dunkirk, even if you haven't seen the film. It's the story of how in 1940, in the early years of World War II, how over 300,000 soldiers of the utterly defeated British and French armies were rescued off the beaches of Dunkirk in Belgium and brought back to the safety of England. And this miracle allowed the British to fight on and to see Nazism eventually defeated. My daughter Elizabeth, she was in London this summer, and she saw the film at the Curzon Cinema in the King's Road in Chelsea, and she said that at the end of the film, the crowd spontaneously clapped and cheered. I thought it was a deeply holy film with many spiritual themes, themes that resonate with our theme today of Homecoming Sunday. As those English soldiers stood on the beach in their very neat English queues, one of the funniest things I thought was when one of the soldiers joins a queue of the soldiers and the soldier in front of him says, "No, you're in the wrong queue. Go and join that one over there." As they stand there, we sense that sense of desperation that they have to return to their home that lies just beyond the horizon. They look lovingly there. And our readings today from the Holy Scriptures, particularly our epistle reading and our gospel reading, speak about the qualities that make a place a home. St. Paul talks about the love of neighbor. And our Lord in our gospel reading talks about the importance of forgiveness, the importance of, even when someone sins, to give them a chance again and again to repent and return. Home is about grace, forgiveness, repentance, and acceptance. At the end of the Dunkirk film, we see one of the soldiers who'd been rescued from the beaches on a railway train steaming through the English countryside going towards London. And he's talking with a friend of his about the utter sense of shame he feels at the sense of failure of the army that he's been part of. And he expresses his deep fear that when they arrive in London, the civilians will greet them with derision and contempt because they had let down the country. But as the train steams into the railway station, what they hear are crowds of hooray and welcome, and through the railway carriage door, brown bottles of beer and sandwiches are thrust at the soldiers. And that's what God is like with us. When we return to the Lord, even with our failures, he is there to welcome us, and that is what church is about. We may not welcome you with bottles of brown beer and sandwiches, but at the Lord's altar, we welcome you with bread and wine, signs of forgiveness and God's intense love for us. But church is also about a place of hope and inspiration, a hope where we come to not put up with a second-rate version of ourselves, but to be inspired to be the best version that God wishes of us. In that film, as those two soldiers sit on that train steaming towards London with that sense of self-contempt and defeat, we hear one of them begin to read from the newspaper Churchill's speech about how we shall never surrender. And in that moment, you see those two soldiers turn away from the sense of failure that they've had. And you see them almost, their chests puff up in pride and determination as they're given a second chance to redeem themselves. And so it is with church. We come here, warts and all. We come to be inspired by the scriptures, by our prayers, by the Eucharist, to think about what is it that God wants for us? What is the best version of myself? And what am I being sent into the world to do? The importance of the help we give to others was a very powerful element in the Dunkirk film. We see those soldiers lined up on the beaches, desperately wanting to get back to their home. We even see the warships on the ocean, not that far away from them, waiting to transport them back to their homes. But they can't get there by themselves. We see in one scene, this personified as one desperate soldier rushes to the sea edge. He chucks down his rifle, tears off his webbing and equipment, and he dives into the ocean, into the waves as they crash on the beach, desperately trying to swim on his own towards those ships. And we know the futility of the gesture. There are many people in our world who are like those soldiers on the beaches. They long to experience the reality of a true home, a place where they are secure both materially, physically, and spiritually. Whether they be starving people in southern Sudan, whether they be the homeless in Framingham, whether they be the dreamers who are worried about the repeal of DACA, whether they are the people facing the imminent hurricane in Florida and Houston. And sometimes, as we try to think, what can we possibly do to help? We're overwhelmed. We wonder, how can the small boat of our own lives, with our limited time and resources, make a difference in an ocean of need? But if each of us sets out in our own small boat, and we're joined by the person sitting next to us, all of a sudden, our boat becomes an armada of boats, like the boats that sailed across the English Channel to rescue that army. And by doing that, and being brave and getting together, they changed the course of history, and a miracle happened. And we are sent out from this church in the boats of our own lives, with each other, to reach out to those in need. And we've seen what this looks like in Houston just a few days ago, when people got into their boats in a country which we're told is so divided along so many lines. We saw people get into their boats, whether they were white or black, and rescue people. They didn't care what color or social class they were. They went out to rescue them. And we're called to do the same as Christians, to join each other and to create miracles where none believe it can happen. Amen.
Amen.